Welcome to Sunday afternoon at Sean and Damo's. We have a guest. Hello, guest.
Hello.
What's your name?
Marion.
So we have Marion here staying with us and her beautiful puppy, Rissa. And we are going to do the great PB&J experiment because apparently I need to be initiated into the PB&J-ness of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Everybody that I've ever spoken to that has ever had PB&J have said that they're fantastic and that I need to try one. And they've promised me, they have assured me, in fact, that it will be delicious. So I need to take their word for it. Now let's go and see. What are the rules for this little exercise anyway?
Just that you ought to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Eat the whole thing.
I have to eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Do I get to make it?
No,
I'm going to make it. So that it's set up properly. Because you could just go and make a peanut butter sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And sit there and go, it's really yummy and we wouldn't know.
Okay, so I'm not even allowed to make it.
No.
But how do I know you're going to make it right? Because you've never made one before.
I've had instructions.
Oh, and what are those instructions? Would you like to enlighten us?
Lots of both.
Really?
Like about 3 dessert spoonfuls of each ingredient. You put one on one slice of bread and
The
other and then jam it together.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You have to spread it, Damien.
Oh yeah, you do. Yeah, I know that.
What are we doing over here anyway in the microwave?
I'm just defrosting some bread because the bread is frozen.
Right. Are you sure we have to have quite that much of everything?
Yeah.
But... why?
Because that's how Mr. Hopkins says it has to be done.
Well, what about Marion? What does Marion say?
I say more peanut butter than jelly.
Yeah.
But
I want you to have it the way I tried it and liked it.
Do it the way the boss says this time.
Okay, because I have heard from other credible sources that more PB than J is also a good thing.
So the jelly is quite sweet.
Yes. But that's okay. We will...
do it the way Damo says.
We will trust Damo's judgment, I guess. See, I would be happier if I could make this myself, but apparently that's not the name of the game here.
Do it right.
Oh, I see. You couldn't possibly do it right, Sean. Oh, no. Well, no, probably... I've never had one. You see, so I'd probably be a little bit too lenient on both.
Yes.
As opposed to doing it properly.
Yes, wondering what concerns me.
Concerns. Fancy being so concerned over a sandwich. Okay, so do we have... okay, this is the question. We've got bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we have jelly, though?
We do.
What sort of jelly?
It's Welch's grape jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of...
is this infamous Mr. Hopkins?
No, this is what he recommended.
But yeah.
The jelly itself actually came from Mark.
Okay.
Because he went to USA Foods in Melbourne and got it.
Okay, so Mark, if you're listening, if I don't like this, this is all your fault. I am officially blaming you if I don't like this. Okay, and do we have peanut butter?
We do.
Do we actually put, like, butter on the bread first?
No.
No? So you just put peanut butter on one side?
The one I had didn't have butter on it, and I asked Jim, and he said, no, you don't need it.
Okay, so what are you doing? Describe what you're doing.
Okay, I'm putting some peanut butter on your bread.
Did you actually get a dessert spoon out to measure it?
I did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want 3 dessert spoons. I'm not even going to be able to finish it.
It'll be fine.
It sounds like an awful lot, Mary, and I'm worried.
It will taste good.
Okay.
It will.
I'm really not sure about this.
A sandwich.
Sandwich.
How bad can it be?
Well, it just sounds so foreign and so strange.
It is.
I can smell peanut butter now.
It's the taste of Jim Hopkins's childhood.
Ew. I don't really know if I want to explore that thought any further. But so hang on. As part of this, do you guys actually have to eat PB&Js as well?
Yeah, I'll make one for us as well.
Okay, good. Well, at least then I'm not going to be alone.
No.
And so you're hearing it right here. You're hearing the making of the sandwich. So so are you just going to make mine and then make me eat it and then make yours?
Because that's otherwise probably going to be quickest. Otherwise, it'll be a rather long
exercise,
won't it?
Yes, it will.
All right.
Okay. So what are you doing now? Apart from eating peanut butter.
I just had a bit of my food. Well.
You better not contaminate the jelly jar with peanut butter.
No.
Do you use a separate knife?
Separate knife, separate spoon.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Because you know how I feel about cross-contamination. Well, that doesn't count because it's on the sandwich. It's supposed to be that way.
Right. So I'm going to just spread the peanut butter out a little bit for you.
Because I can't be trusted to do it myself.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
So I know what you're like.
You do not.
I've met your type before.
Oh, I see.
Right.
So we have the PB part is ready, right?
We do.
So how are you actually putting this together? Are you just going to like put the jelly on top of the PB?
Or no, you do it the other way around. You put the peanut butter on slice on top of the... So you one oh, slice so, of bread with peanut butter on.
Yep.
The other slice of bread with jelly on.
You yep. Smush them together.
And then you jam it together. It is literally a jam sandwich.
I don't like jam.
No, it's jelly.
A jammed sandwich, do you mean? Yes. Ow.
Oh, sorry.
No. This isn't...
Yep. Okay.
So
one.
He's measuring out the jelly. Are you sure I'm even going to be able to fit this thing in my mouth?
Yeah.
But it's got three.
We'll only get 2 spoons of jelly. We'll
Squish
do
it. Down yeah. As much as you can.
I will.
Okay. No, I think she's talking to me.
Yes.
When I'm going to eat it. Because you don't get to squish it, because you'll make it go everywhere. And then that would be pointless, wouldn't it? So, do we have jelly on the bread?
We have a large glob of jelly on the bread.
So, is it actually jelly?
Yes, it is. Have a feel.
It's not jelly as in jelly that you
Not like
think.
Gelatin, not but jello. It feels rather jelly-like.
It's not jello.
It smells rather interesting.
So, if you have a feel of that.
Ew. Yes, it does feel like jelly.
Okay.
Mm. Tastes pretty nice, but see, that's on its own.
Right.
It's on its own. I'm not quite sure I want you to put that top piece on the bottom piece.
It's going on right now.
No, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Right, do you want me to take your recording device from you?
No, I'll go and put it on the table. Because I'm going to go and sit down.
You're
there.
You're going
to
sit down.
Yeah,
okay.
You'll need to probably sit down. Because
I think I'll need to regardless.
There you are. One sandwich on a plate.
Right. Okay. I have the plate in my hand. Okay. I'm really not sure about this.
Stop saying that.
But it's true. I'm just affirming my unsureness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth as I experience it right now. Okay. See, it's on the table. Okay. Now you're going to have to excuse this. Get your nose off of it. I know that I don't really want it, but... That doesn't mean you get it either, Faith. Okay, Faith, lie down. I'm procrastinating. Lie down. Good girl. Okay. So, excuse... No, hang on. I have to put this down first. Just give me a minute.
She's really procrastinating. I think...
No, look, it's down. See, I've got free hands. Okay,
we're
going
to count to three.
Hang on. I've got to squish it down.
No, I've done that already for you.
No, you haven't. It's got a big bulge in the middle. All right. Okay, I've got it in my hand. I've got the sandwich in my hand. All right.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
All I can taste at the moment is jelly.
Turn it up the other way.
Oh, wait, there's some... Oh, no, that's... I was going to say there's some crunchy stuff, but that might be the bread. Hang on. I can taste a hint of peanut butter. Okay, I need to take another bite. Hang on. So far, I like the jelly. Jelly's good. Okay. Here we go. Bite number two. Okay, you win.
Yes.
Well done.
Okay, how on earth somebody can like this? I have no idea, but it's you've won me over. I have been converted. How is that even possible? Mmm. Okay. Right. Mmm. I can taste jelly and peanut butter, and it's not freaking me out. How is this possible?
I told you.
I told you it's good.
I don't believe you. Well,
you do now.
I do now. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for the surprising audio brew. I stand corrected, I guess. Thank you to everybody who has recommended that I try this. Except you guys. I will go and enjoy the rest of this delicious, fantastic foreign creation. See you later.